Washington state officials have been waiting to see how the feds plan to deal with an unstable tunnel filled with radioactive waste at Hanford. Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Energy came back with a plan of sorts. Correspondent Anna King explains.
The feds' proposal is to watch this tunnel more closely and assemble an expert panel to really figure things out. So there's actually two tunnels at Hanford. Tunnel 1, which was found this spring, partially collapsed. The feds plan to fill that one with grout by the end of the year. And Tunnel 2, a much larger tunnel right next door that's also in danger of caving in. This Tunnel 2 we're talking about today has 28 rail cars full of really big old equipment that's highly radioactive. The feds are exploring all sorts of options to stabilize it. And that's what they're now saying they want experts to help them figure out.
Correspondent Anna King. Both Tunnel 1 and 2 were used to store worn-out equipment from a very large plutonium processing factory. The plutonium was used in bombs.